Today I want to give a little amazing lecture. Oh yeah, I actually did this. That's not the good stuff. So here is a very nice verse. And a very nice purpose. It says, in the purpose, by offering food to the deity and by decorating and serving the deity, one gets the same result that one derives from serving the Lord personally in Vaikuntha. In one of our scriptures, the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, we find the description of a devotee who returns back to Godhead. It is a very long description. In that description, he goes through different planetary systems in the material universe and worships the forms of God which reside there. Finally, after having obtained the full instruction of his spiritual master in Vrindavan, he sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and faints. So, the Vishnu Dutas, the messengers of Krishna, take him to Vaikuntha Loka, where he is worshipping for quite some time Mahalakshmi Devi and Narayan. Now one day it so happens that the associates of the Lord in Vaikuntha, who all have a forearm form, ask him, please take on your forearm form. You must worship the Lord like we do. But because he, in his natural identity of Sambandha, is actually a cowherd boy in relationship to Krishna, not to Narayan, he cannot take on a forearm form like them. So one day he is sitting before the Lord of Vaikuntha, then all of a sudden he sees some cowherd boys, and he is full of ecstasy, takes his flute from the belt and begins playing flute. Flauta. Then he begins to praise the Lord by shouting, Hey Govinda! Hey Gopala! So, because in Vaikuntha Loka, the Lord is worshipped in a reverential way, the associates of Narayan come and stop him and say, Wait, you are a little familiar with the Lord. You can't just say, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopala. If you want to address the Lord, you should praise His gunas, His qualities, in selected hymns. But just don't say, Hey Govinda. This is not befitting an ordinary living entity. So one day Narada Muni comes to Vaikuntha and sees him and asks him, You look morose, what is the matter? In Vaikuntha you should be free of all worries. And he tells him that I want to, my heart somehow is attracted to the two-armed form of Krishna. And here in Vaikuntha is all this awe and reverence and all this riches around the Lord, I cannot display my mood of service. Alright, said will tell you something. He takes them to the side, because in Vaikuntha no one talks about Krishna, they all talk about Narayan, and tells them about the wonderful activities in Goloka Vrindavan. So our devotee, his name is, you might have guessed it by now, Gop Kumar, is desiring to go to Krishna Loka, and he chants this mantra and opens his eyes and finds himself in Goloka Vrindavan. Everyone there talks about Krishna. Krishna, when will Krishna return? No one has any time to talk about anything else. So he sees some girls picking flowers while they are chanting the names of Krishna. And he asks the girls, I want to see Gopal. Do you know where he is? But they are so absorbed in the thought of Krishna that they couldn't care less to answer his question. They just don't recognize him over there. So finally an elderly lady comes. You want to see Gopal? He is herding the cows. Everyone is very sad that he is absent. But he lives in this house, in the house of Nanda Maharaj. So he goes to the house and he sees Nanda Maharaj just waiting. When will my son come? From time to time he's climbing on the roof and looking, when is Krishna coming? So finally in the evening, they see a dust cloud being raised by cows in the horizon. And they also see, they hear the laughter of young boys. And then he actually sees Krishna Balaram with a cowherd voice. They joke and they run and the millions of cows are going behind them. So Gop Kumar finally sees Krishna. He runs towards him, and Krishna sees him, and Krishna runs also towards him. And then they meet in the middle, and Gop Kumar, when Krishna tells Gop Kumar, I've been missing you so long. Where were you? What took so long to return? And Gop Kumar says, Krishna, I've also been missing you so much. I can't express it in words. And both of them faint. They fall to the ground. So then all the gopis come and they think, oh, maybe this boy is a demon who wants to kill Krishna. And they begin to curse him. But Balaram stops them and says, no, he's all right. He's a great devotee who finally made it from the material world to the spiritual world. You should bless him, not curse him. So then Krishna takes Gop Kumar by the hand, and they both, and he brings him home to the place of Nanda Maharaj, and all the cowherd boys come with Krishna, and they stay on the terrasa, and the terrasa. So the boys look at Krishna. Krishna looks at the boys and they can't separate because they feel so much pain of separation. They can't even stand to be separated for the noche, night for the night. And finally Mother Yashoda comes and takes Krishna and says, come Krishna, you're very dirty, you have to take a bath now. So Krishna takes Gop Kumar with him. And first Balaram is bathed, then Krishna is bathed, and then Gop Kumar also takes a bath. Generally, Krishna takes a sleep. And Gopkumar sees how this girl looks very intent on Krishna from behind him. Krishna eats the sweet, then he looks at the girl, then he says, "Oh, this tastes more terrible. I've never eaten such a terrible food. It's so bitter, one cannot even digest it." "Here, Gopkumar, maybe you want to taste it, maybe it's nice for you." So, while the girl is hearing this, she goes like, "No." It seems obvious that she has cooked it. And Krishna laughs, and Gokumar eats the sweet, and it's the most wonderful sweet he has ever found, has ever tasted in his whole life. So you, of course, have experienced Krishna Lila, taste it, know that this girl is Radharani, and that Krishna is joking with Radharani, as he always does. So yesterday in the car I heard about this, and I just thought how nice it would be if all of us would be able to participate in Krishna Lila like this. At least how nice it would be if we could talk more about this and relish this more together. But we were driving to a preaching program. While we were driving to the preaching program, I also thought, give a little inspirational lecture this morning about what would be necessary in order to go there. To go and associate with Krishna from person to person. Though one thing would be very necessary. It would be necessary that we become completely immersed in Krishna consciousness. Just like Gopkumar, for him to go to Krishna Loka, he was constantly thinking of Krishna. Now, for us as conditioned souls, to constantly think of Krishna means that we have to constantly think about our devotional service to our spiritual master. Otherwise, it will be extremely difficult. Every one of us knows how, at a time of intense devotional service, we feel very happy and very fulfilled. So, we should definitely meditate a little bit about this. And this morning, it's a Sunday morning, usually on Sunday morning, in all the temples, all the devotees come together. And therefore, usually on Sunday, such lectures are given. I want to give a little suggestion. I've been traveling now in Yugoslavia, for almost a week. Yes, we came here on last Monday we came here. And we will stay a couple of days more, and then we will travel on. We will go to Vienna, and to Switzerland, and to Berlin, and to Mayapur, and to Vrindavan. Life as a journey has become a journey of stuff. So, by comparing the different places, we can safely say that in Yugoslavia people are very receptive to Krishna consciousness. Somehow Krishna seems to have a plan with the Yugoslavians, because it is very obvious they like Krishna consciousness. They like bhajan, they like kirtan, and they may not be the greatest philosophers, but they like stories. I mean, they like Krishna. They may not be so much interested in this Vedanta Sutra as the exact Vedanta Sutra as the nearby. Never talk about this when I'm in Yugoslavia. But they like Krishna, and they like actually Krishna conscious thought and so on and so forth. It all makes sense to them. There are a few primitive people also, but they can eat prasadam and they like prasadam. They smile and ooh, good appetite, they say when they see prasadam, and they're very happy. So therefore, I've always said the Vishnu part that Yugoslavia is the Italy of your zone, or Yugoslavia is the Bengal of Europe. Europe is in India. Bengal is very interested in Krishna consciousness. A very intense people. If you see the Bengalis in comparison to the rest of the Indians, you can see they really have some light. Some very intelligent people are there. So, Yugoslavians are the Bengalis of Europe. But somehow or other, we have not yet been able to fully take advantage of the situation. Somehow or other in Yugoslavia we have been a little sloppy. So therefore devotees who know both languages call Yugoslavia also sometimes Yugoslavia. So in our Yugoslavia our devotees have to understand one principle which is yet not so extremely clear. It has become better over the years, but still we can give this a thought, and in order to spread a transcendental movement like ours, we have to understand what is the basis of spreading Krishna consciousness. Another thing is, in order to make Krishna conscious progress in our own individual life, we also have to understand what is the basis. So let us first understand the basis of our own spreading, of our own developing Krishna consciousness. The basis is that we should follow the order of the spiritual master in such a way that we give up our own thoughts how we will become happy, but just follow what the spiritual master said. Just like Prabhupada showed in his own life. He was one man, one elderly gentleman, like we saw in the slideshow, and he came with the is more or less just an order in his luggage. And that was to print books and to distribute them. And that's what he did. He just went to America. He didn't know if he should go left and right when he left there. But he sat down somewhere and began translating his books. So just by doing that, everything else happened. And a huge movement went all over the world. So also here in Yugoslavia, we should become more aware of our book distribution. And to surrender our lives to this. And actually it is very, very easy. Our devotees, all Gaudavari Prabhu and Vida Shukra Prabhu, although they do not know you, the Greek Yugoslavian language, they were very easily distributing to people just by making and people still heard them patiently, what is it, they're interested in the Kniga, Knigarensky. So if you know the language, which you do, you should present our Knigarensky, our books, in a very attractive way. And they will take people, they are very charitable. Like yesterday I saw, we just put this banana case, you know, banana box, card box, and throwing it, if we would be the Rolling Stones, or whatever, Lena Brane or the folk singer, or so on. So, people are very good-hearted, they are simple-minded and straightforward, and by presenting Krishna consciousness to them, they will be inspired. But we have to do it according to the right formula. Like here in our Beograd temple, we have so many good-hearted, noble devotees, very enthusiastic, healthy in their minds and bodies. If every one of you would make the plan to distribute some books and spread this plan to the friends of Krishna, that even the friends of Lord Krishna, when they would go shopping, they would take a book and present the book to the shop owner. Please, this is such a nice book. It is read all over the world, also in America. So you must also read this. It's a world bestseller. It's a fact. Our books are world bestsellers. They are not ordinary books, you know, which it is a must. So many millions of people are reading them, so you can present them. You have not read. I mean, everyone is reading it all over the world. You must read this. Even if you cannot read because you are a gypsy, then give it to someone else and he reads it to you. What's the problem? It's very entertaining, very extraordinary content. These books change the world. So every one of us should become more aware of this, and then the spirit in the temple would become so much higher. The spirit amongst the friends of Lord Krishna would become so much more higher, so much more Krishna consciousness, and we wouldn't have to bother with our ooms and our mistakes, and we would go from one ecstasy into the next, just like our preaching party of our temple here. It's just falling from one ecstasy to the next, because they try to take the service serious, and they also, in every program, they try to distribute as many books as is humanly possible. Of course, this, as we all know, also this can be increased. It's not that we should say, oh, they have reached the goal and everyone else is just following behind. It's not like that. Also, that program can be increased by no means, but just to say, in the preaching program, you can see the devotees who are engaged in that, they are happy and they have so much to do in their Krishna consciousness, they cannot really, they have no time for anything else in this range, and this must be done in fashion, this could be done, and we must try to arrange that this is possible. So then one feels happy in Krishna consciousness, and one gets the mercy of the spiritual master. So why should they get all the mercy? Why should they get letters and we should not get letters of spiritual master and not get the mercy? I mean, we always have them get the mercy. That's not a factor as a spiritual master. Certainly satisfied with each and every endeavor which is performed in all areas. But there's no doubt, we are a preaching movement, and everyone can preach by just presenting a book to the foreign conditioned soul. Then it's so easy. People are very friendly. It's not like in Germany where there was a time when people shot with shotguns on the devotees when they saw them. It's a fact. When we distributed in Kassel, which is a town in it's a little north, not completely north. So I saw with my own eyes a guy was taking out his gun and trying to shoot at devotees, and I said, where am I? This is a horrible dream. This cannot be reality. But it was. So here in Yugoslavinsky and or whatever it's called, Yugoslavia, people are not like that. They're very friendly, very kind. Even in in Germany, the devotees are completely in ecstasy when they meet a Yugoslavian. They immediately say Dobrodošli and Dobro dan and Dobro this and Dobro that. And devotees are so it is in the ideal country for spreading Krishna consciousness. And the way to do this is to simply distribute the Kinigol. Without any shyness, we should go. Yeah, it is wonderful. I've read it with my own eyes. It's very good. And we should be in the spirit. Also, the cook should take, when he goes shopping, he should take a book with him. And in this way, we will spread Krishna consciousness. Spread Krishna consciousness far and wide. And this is necessary because now our temple is again filling up. It is becoming Via Sugata is different. It is again filling up. Akura Prabhu told me yesterday that last year alone there were 17 new bhaktas and bhaktis. 17. That's maybe a world record. I don't know. No, it's not a world record. Oh, then no. But it's much. So, and I'm sure that many more devotees would join, like for instance Sasha, and would join if we somehow would organize our temple in such a wonderful way that it's very, very attractive. But Salam would be on time always, and the devotees would eat happily and nice prasadam. They would run out of the prasadam and distribute the knigor. It's called knigor, right? In plural? Knige in plural. Knigor. Why not Kigor? I wonder if Kigor is. No? Never. So be such a nice Krishna conscious atmosphere, and everyone would be infected. See, everyone wants to be part of a revolutionary movement, but and no one wants to be part of a sleeping movement. It is not very attractive to anyone. Everyone wants this deep, this life coming through the veins. So in Beograd, I'm sure and certain this could be the most ecstatic temple in the whole world. And why should we be always in such a small place? This is too small. In the temple room, we can't even concentrate on chanting all the time. Brahmachari, this injunction, run to the toilet and bring to the toilet. We can't invite high class people here, and it's always too small. I mean, I personally like it very much if it's just very small, because one is so close to each other. But I also have one room, so I don't suffer like you. I can have a room and I can do whatever I want in the room. But you all cannot do it. You're living with six people in one room. Anyway, why shouldn't we have a nice villa in the good part of Beograd, where we can invite everyone, show them videos and slide projections? Why shouldn't we have our dramatic group, you know, theater group, that every week has a new theater play at hand? And why shouldn't we have a very nice studio for Bhakti Shakti group, and we make nice recordings, give it to the radio and to the TV. Now we only know one song, you know, for the TV, which we recorded. But if we would have more, we could be everywhere and so on and so forth. Why shouldn't this happen? And it will happen if the devotees become spiritually inspired and begin to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a selfless way. And therefore, and the easiest and most direct thing is we just take the knige and we distribute them. That's all that everyone can do. Even if not every one of us will be immediately successful in distributing 357 books like Lila Shukla did in one day in Berlin. What was thinking? English lady, Indian language, you just have to put key in the end, and then it's all right. But there may be other words also. this would be so easy. Everyone could do it. Even our architect, he could go. He is a high class person, on a very high level of culture and intelligence. Go to a high class people. Why not? Nothing to lose. They would appreciate it if our master comes with a friendly smile. I have read these books, they are very good. They would like it, isn't it? So please, everyone, to think about this more and you should know, if you would just do it, you would see how the fate of this Beograd Yatra would just change overnight. How everything would change. If you are having problems, the problems would go. Prasadam would be on time, because our cook would be extremely enthusiastic. Prasadam is very important for devotees, so we cannot, we must mention it. What else? Devotees would be happy, happy. Sasha would join. Many other high class people would just join us, and we would get a villa, and in this way Krishna consciousness would be spread. And let's face it, why not do such a thing? Our goal is very high. We don't want to just live a mediocre life, you know, and then we finally, when Akura sends out, sends us to Vrindavan so that we, when we are old, you know, that we can die in Vrindavan. At that time, we want that something has happened in our life. We do not want that we have just, you know, gone through our days with only half of our poetry. I remember one Srila Prabhupada, he visited us in Hamburg, and at that time he was making a morning walk, and he went to the harbor. So in the Hamburg harbor, you can see all these small ships. I do not really know how they are called. In German they are called Lotsenschiffe. These very small barkassen. Yes. How it dragged a huge ocean liner into the harbor. Ocean liner? What is ocean liner? The small ship was dragging the ship. Have you ever seen such a phenomenon? So Prabhupada was very amazed. He said, how is this possible? Well, very easy. These small boats have a very strong motor, Prabhupada. They are dragging the big ships who do not know how to maneuver in the harbor. Yes, Prabhupada, I know this, but how is this possible? You know, it's very difficult to answer Prabhupada when he puts these questions. So Prabhupada finally answered the question. He said, it's because the big boat has stopped the screw. In a similar way, Maya can drag us because we have stopped to function. See, if we have problems, or if we are not fully engaged in devotional service, or if we want, you know, so many things which we want. We want to stay with our wife day from morning to evening, and even in the night. If we are so mental, then our spiritual force is not acting. We are not fully active in Krishna consciousness. Then Maya can take us and put us under her sway, drag us around. So we should organize our temple in such a way that everyone will be engaged very blissfully, so that Maya has no chance. And this will surely happen if all of you become dedicated to book distribution. There are some book distributors here, I think. Who is a book distributor? Radhavan. Yeah. Radhavan is the only book distributor of the Vedra temple. This is a scandal. And he is not even initiated. Radhavan, or is it a spiritual name? No. So it means our only Mother Naivani. Neighbor. Who's Mother Naivani? You are Mother Naivani. Oh. Famous book, this is good, isn't it? So we have, how many devotees are we here? Many. 18. So in the old days, also the bhaksas and bhaktis, they would go out and distribute books. And then they would be very strong in Krishna consciousness. Like young lions, they would enter the temple after a day of book distribution. This is very, very good sense. I think we should do it. What do you think, Akura? No. What? We organize our temple for book distribution. What do you think is possible? Yeah. I heard you are also a very good book distributor. And Mahuri also, isn't it? No? No? But Guneshwara is, isn't it? Yeah. That doesn't mean young blue. No, not you are a preacher, obviously. But to give the example, our older devotees should go at least once a day on Friday. The Friday ecstasy is reserved for book distribution. I also went out on the marathon, just to give the example, although I'm the worst book distributor in the universe. But I think he would come. The leader should have to preach to me that I could. So it's very nice. One makes so many Krishna conscious realizations. Anyways, so I think what we should do is in our Beyazar temple, we should invite our Rohini Sota Prabhu. He has no difficulties to fire everyone up, as you all know. And we should somehow think about this, how at least the Friday must be the, it is a must. This is what, there is no way around it. And actually I know all the devotees here are very nice, loving devotees, with hearts like molten gold, very nice ecstatic personalities. We all look for this, we all want this. You all want surrender. Like yesterday, I saw in the Harinam, everyone was going. It's such a nice feeling. Is it, Guruvan? So enthusiastic. Branko was so in ecstasy. Lost it slowly from all the ecstasy. Very Krishna conscious. So please let us become conscious of the Friday and then everyone should go, also the cook. And if when Akura is finished with the Bhagavad Gita, he will also go, isn't it? Oh, really? No, but the dragon can also go, intellectual. And Sasha can show us how to distribute to high class people. And in this way, we can all be. Increase the spirit, Krishna conscious spirit. And during the week, you should also go, Mother Naivani should maybe train the book distributor, the Matajis. What we did in Berlin is, we did actually the most books in Berlin. There's so many books, you have no idea. 25,000 books in Berlin, hello?
Yeah, last year, 32.
Yeah, but not during the marathon.
No, 22.
Imagine, the whole year we did 32,000, mm-hmm. And during the marathon, in 1 month of this 32, we did 25. 22. So many, This you must explain in Yugoslavian language. Yes, please explain in Yugoslavian language. What's possible? He just created the Sankirtan spirit. Sribanga and Lila Shuka, they were giving seminars. And they showed also Bhaktas who never went out before. And then one Bhakti started, you know, who never were, he thought of this Mataji is so mental, she can only eat and sleep and quarrel. And then she went out and distributed, 220 books,
you know?
Nearly 300 books a day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day. Please explain this in Yugoslavian, let's say. The spirit carried everyone in Krishna consciousness. Because here devotees are very friendly to each other, there's no quarrel or nothing. Something little, but nothing serious. If we create the spirit, we will all be carried back home, back to God, ultimately. So we should do this. It's not expected that every bhakta will distribute 300 books a day. This sounds almost impossible. But something, at least more than Gauravani, who distributed